think we should see each other anymore.
Welcome to this episode of Gospel Living Made Awesome. I'm Chaz Hathaway, author of Marriage is Ordained of God, But Who Came Up with Dating? A humorous guide to help you succeed in dating, and Giraffe Tracks, the inspiring true story of an LDS missionary in post-apartheid South Africa. Thanks for joining us today. As part of our Valentine's Day series, we're going to talk today about breaking up, what to do, what not to do, when that happens, when, especially for the one who realizes that it's not going to work out. And sometimes it's a mutual decision that you realize together that you're just not compatible, that there's some reason that it's not going to work out between you. But when you decide, if you're the one who decides, you know what, this really isn't going to work out, break it off quickly. Don't draw it out over a month by starving the person of your attention. And the other side of that, no matter why things didn't work out, you can and should forgive the person, whether you're the one dumping or the one being dumped. There's no reason to continue to blame him for his faults or yours for your broken heart. Don't overlook problems, and don't overlook the fact that there may be something that you need to change in yourself, but don't blame yourself and don't continually be bitter with the person for it. That will only make it difficult for you in future relationships. Just accept the fact this just didn't work out and then move on. Now, if you're the one who breaks it off, the one who dumps the other person, you need to remember that whole myth of let's just be friends. You know, maybe you really like being a friend with this person and really like hanging out with them, really like doing stuff with them, but you just know it can't work out as a relationship. Just don't go there. The idea of just being friends doesn't work most of the time. And if it does, it'll be because the one who was dumped decides that they still want to be friends. You got to realize that when you are dumping somebody, you are already disconnected from them. They may not be disconnected from you yet. And if you say, let's just be friends, and then you call them the next day, say, how you doing? How you feeling? That's just, for one thing, it sends mixed messages, and it's just downright cruel. You won't see it that way. You won't feel that way because you're not the one who's hurting, at least not as severely as they probably are. So if there is going to be any friendship after the breakup, it'll be because the person who was dumped makes the attempt. And you've got to recognize, too, that if they do decide that they still want to be friends, that you'll still never be as close as you once were. And you have to be careful not to lead the person on to think that they have another chance with you of possibly dating again and forming another relationship, unless you're absolutely sure that that is what you want. Be careful not to lead them on. Of course, you'll be tempted to want to comfort them and help them and reach out to them because they're hurting. Of course, they need somebody, but you're not the one they need for that. That's not your position. In fact, even attempting will only make things worse and more difficult. Don't avoid them, but don't seek them out either. Let them heal in the way that's going to work best for them. Now, if you're the one who was dumped, you got to recognize that you're not going to heal all at once. You can't just walk away from the date and say, oh, well, I guess that didn't work out. I mean, if you can, great, but that means that you probably didn't have any serious feelings for them. Take it a day at a time. Just maybe after that first date, go get an ice cream cone or something to just kind of soften the blow after they told you it's not going to work out. Do something for yourself. You know, go to a movie you've always wanted to see, something to just kind of soften the blow. And don't expect yourself to heal all at once. And if you need to cry, go ahead and do it. It's okay. For a lot of people, crying does help kind of cleanse and work through feelings. And don't expect to be able to blow off those feelings just as fast as the person blew you off, because it took you a long time to really learn to care about this person and really become attached. And it's going to take some time to lose those feelings again. So again, just take it a day at a time. An important thing is don't blame yourself. Whatever went wrong, don't blame yourself. Don't you say, oh, if only I had done this, if only I had such and such. Don't blame yourself. That's useless, and it only leads to depression. Learn from the experience. Change anything that you know that you need to change. But recognize that any change that you make is for some future prospect, not for the person who has dumped you. And you can remain friends with them if you choose to. Be sensitive to how you feel. If you're finding that you're constantly longing for them when you're around them as a friend, then maybe you ought to back off the friendship for a while until you've become detached from the person. And don't expect to win them back. If they do, it'll be totally up to them to reinitiate. If you feel that there is something of fault on your part, give yourself plenty of time to recover before thinking about it, before deciding what you're going to do about it. Recognize, okay, this is something I know I have to change about myself. But don't start attacking yourself right away. Give it a few days to kind of cool off and become, I don't want to say comfortable, but to start to make amends with the fact that it's not going to work out with this person, and then start dealing with any changes that you need to make in yourself, because these changes are for somebody else in the future, and you need to recognize that. Another thing that's important is don't bind yourself to a dating fast. A lot of people, when they first get broken up with, they're in pain, they're suffering, and they think, this is horrible, I hate these feelings, I'm not going to date anybody for 6 months. Now, it's understandable that you'd feel that way, totally understandable, but don't do that. Don't promise yourself a certain amount of time. If you do need some time off, take it, but don't commit yourself to a specific amount of time. Just tell yourself, you know what, I need a break from dating for a little while. This has been too painful or too frustrating. I'm just going to take a break and wait till I feel comfortable with the idea again. Chances are, after a few weeks, you'll be ready again. If you had bound yourself to a 6-month fast, you might feel like you need to be true to that, you know, and a few weeks later, you'll be feeling ready, but you're like, nope, I am not dating right now. Nope, I'm not dating for 6 months, or I'm done with the dating game, or whatever. If you're feeling like it again, go with it, because that's how you're going to heal. That's how you're going to find somebody. But in addition to that, if you have decided, I'm just going to take some time off until I feel better, and months are passing, 6 months or a year have passed, and you still aren't ready to start dating again, then you may want to set a goal for yourself. You know what? I'm going to start dating again within a month. I'm going to start getting somebody to ask me out within a month. I'm going to try to do some more to get more involved in the dating game again. But don't bind yourself to a dating fast. Keep in mind the power of your own agency. Some mistakenly think that when they've fallen for somebody, when they've fallen so deeply in love with this person, that there's no way that they could ever truly love again, or that there's no one in this world that you'll be able to have that feeling for as intensely as you did for this person. That's a tempting thing to think, especially when you first do break up with somebody and you feel that longing, wanting to be with them. And don't think that your only alternative is to, well, I guess the only way I'm ever going to get married is if I settle for a second or third choice. The problem with that idea is it's totally disregarding the power of our agency. Of course, we can't decide in a moment, okay, I'm now not in love anymore. Of course, you're still in love when it first happens and when you're hurting. But recognize that making the choices that are going to lead toward breaking off emotionally with this person are going to eventually help you break off from that love. This person is not the only person you can ever have feelings for with that intensity. That is an emotional assumption that is very untrue. And if you decide to love again, you can, and as completely as you ever did before. Because we have a choice to love. We have a choice not to love. And it may sound simplistic to say that, but it's true. It takes time, and it takes a great deal of energy, but love is a choice, and it's a choice that must be made if you're going to get over a person so that you can find a truer and more lasting love, and recognize that it will be a truer and more lasting love when you do find somebody whose love is requited. Let me tell you a little parable. Imagine that you're driving to a city. There's this city in the distance. It's this beautiful city, and you're trying to get there, and you intend to get there, and you're driving toward it, and maybe you're even getting close to it. And then you reach a roadblock of police officers, and you pull off the road and say, what's going on? And they say, I'm sorry, the city is closed, and it won't be open again for many more seasons. There's no way you can get to the city. You're stuck. You can't go to the city. There's no way to do it. And so you get back in your car and you decide, you know what, I guess I've got to turn. And you take your steering wheel and you turn it and twist it as hard as you can and get it fully turned, but nothing happens. The city's still in front of you. You're still right there at the stopping point where you can see the city and it's still there, but you're not going anywhere, even though you turned the wheel. The problem is you didn't accelerate. You have to accelerate in order to leave the presence of the city. There's nothing proactive about wallowing in the pity of unrequited love. Of course, it's going to take time to mourn. There's going to be a time of mourning. It's going to be a painful time. But when the initial shock has passed, or at least subsided a little bit, you've got to accelerate away from the loss. Now, how do you do that? First, we talked about you got to decide not to love. That means making choices that will not project the love further. Try to make the choices that will help you to overcome these feelings of love. Another thing, don't look in your rearview mirror. Every time you look at the person's photos, some of their notes that they've given you, or drive slowly by their house, you're renewing those feelings of love and loss, and you're redeciding to love that person. If you truly want to get over the person, and there will be a temptation to not want to get over them, remember that you're only delaying better opportunities that may be just out of view. Once you do turn around, once you are accelerating away from those feelings, from the relationship, keep the car at high speed. Don't slow down your life. In fact, speed it up. Get busy doing things with family and friends, other than obviously the person who you broke up with. Keep doing things with your hobbies, with exercise and talents and projects. Don't get so busy that your life is a complete mess, but keep busy. Keep doing things productively and proactively. Don't waste time thinking about the past, and never let yourself get bored. That's important. Boredom is a strong catalyst to counterproductive thoughts and emotions. And while you're driving away, keep an eye out for other cities. Keep an eye out for somebody else who may be able to meet your needs, somebody who you can love again. Sometimes people will say, oh, don't do a bounce back relationship. Don't run straight to somebody else. And there is some truth to that. There certainly is. That you can't use somebody else, especially never, ever use somebody else to make the person jealous. That is absolutely never appropriate. Don't ever do that. But if you feel, okay, I am leaving this relationship, I'm done with it, it still hurts a little, but I want to move away from it, then be on the lookout for somebody else. And if you find somebody, take it seriously and try to push forward, because as we said, if you're accelerating away, that love for the other person will diminish. And while you're in that state of recovery, your heart is very sensitive. Your heart is very conducive to feelings of love, of compassion, which is a great state for it to be in as you're trying to find somebody and as you're developing a new relationship with somebody. Just make sure that you're not thinking so much about the person that you're getting over that you neglect the new person. In fact, make sure that you proceed with a confidence focusing on the relationship with this new person and growing this relationship that you have with them. If you are getting involved with somebody new, just forget about the old person. That's one of the points where you can just let them go. Just forget it and move forward with this new potential relationship. Proceed carefully. Don't go too fast because you don't want to trick your mind and body into thinking you're actually with the person that you were with when it's somebody new. And also make sure in doing this that you're not rushing into a relationship so much that you're forgetting to put those things that are most important to you in who you find, you know, your top five list or whatever. Make sure they still meet the criteria and then proceed confidently. Well, I hope that some of these ideas that we've discussed will help you if you've either broken up with somebody or if you've been broke up with. And again, this is Chaz Hathaway, and I am the author of Marriage is Ordained of God, but Who Came Up with Dating? And Giraffe Tracks. Thank you for joining us again on Gospel Living Made Awesome.